我们先有一点祷告。
Let us first have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
因为在你的丰盛的恩典的里面，你是照着你的旨意，领我们一步一步的进到你的丰富里。
Because in thy abundant grace, you, according to your own will, lead us step by step into your richness.
我们感谢你，在上古的日子，你是这样的。吸引人到你面前。
We thank thee because this is the way you have drawn us to you in days past.
到了我们今天在恩典里面，你更是明显的说出了你在我们身上的定义和你怎么在我们身上做工。
And even more so clearly today for us who are in the days of grace, that you manifest to us how clearly you work upon us.
我们感谢你。
We thank thee.
晚上我们再一次到你面前来，一同来在诗篇里头看你怎么带领人行走生命的路。
This evening, as we look into the Psalms and see how you lead us on the ways of life.
但愿你借着赐人智慧和启示的灵，开我们的窍到一个更明亮的地步。
May you open up our channel, our understanding through the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
叫你的话向我们发出来的时候，我们真的是被带到在光中见光的地步。
So that when your word is opened up unto us, that we would truly be in a condition where we shall see light in your light.
主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
人虽然是带着许多的缺陷和软弱，
even though man is filled with so much shortcoming and weakness,
但是在你的定义里，我们都要越过这一切，
but in,
来承受你的自己。
And but in your own will, we are able to go beyond all of this to receive yourself.
我们把敬拜赞美归给你，
and we give you all the praises and thanksgiving.
我们在这里重新仰望你，向我们显明恩典。
Together in one accord, we look unto you to manifest your grace unto us.
叫我们一同进到你那最合心意的地步里。
So that we may enter into that which is most pleasing unto you.
我们将祷告仰望，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We look unto you and pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们接连串下来。看诗篇，对不起，介绍一个弟兄给弟兄姊妹们，林泽阳弟兄啊，昨天到的，都坐在那，感谢主。
I want to introduce Brother Lam who arrived not too long ago.
应该有大部分弟兄姊妹们在跟他见过面，但是还有相当的部分是。也许是头一次见面的。
I think many brothers and sisters have met Brother Lam already, but perhaps some of us only met him for the first time.
我们感谢主，我们这一连串从诗篇第一篇看到现在的四十几篇。
We thank the Lord as we continue from the first psalm until now.
看到三十几篇，就快到四十一篇。
When we are reaching over 30 psalms and reaching close to the 41st psalm.
那我们看到从第一篇到四十一篇，整个的那一个次序来看。
As we look from Psalm 1 to Psalm 41, when we look at it as a whole,
我们可以很清楚的看到，神借着诗篇第一卷里面的那所记录下来的。神儿女们的属灵的经历。
We're able to see in this first volume, first book of the Psalms, how God has all the experience of the children of God.
是把人从与神并没有太多的认定的光景里头，引领他们一直行走生命成熟的路。
It is from a condition where we do not have much understanding of the Lord to a path of life and maturity in the Lord.
过了四十一篇，我们就要进入第二卷。
After we pass Psalm 41, we'll enter into Book 2.
那一进到第二卷的时候， 我们就看，又从另外一个角度来看见神在我们身上的带领。
When we enter into book 2, starting with Psalm 42, we're able to see a different direction in which God leads us.
我们在快要完结第一卷，还没有进到第二章以前，我们先要把第一章那个主题和它的总结能抓得出来。
Before we enter, quickly enter into book 2, as we end book 1, we have to be able to firmly grasp the conclusion, the summary, the theme of this first book.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
从起初第一篇开始，我们看到大卫做一个典型的人物摆在那里。
We are able to see from David, starting from Psalm 1, as that perfect example there for us.
他属灵生命的成长的路是怎么走过来的呢？
How, as one in his spiritual maturity, how did he, what is the path he trod on?
我们一再提过，他并不是起初认识主生命就很成熟。
We have mentioned before, it was not even at the beginning of his understanding, knowing of the Lord, that he was very mature.
亚当的后代是怎么样？大卫的起初的日子也是怎么样？
As all the Adamic race is, so is the beginning of David's journey.
所以我们很清楚地看到，在神的光里头，大卫从完全先从个人的立场上面开始。
We're able to see under the light of God, David first began his journey from an individual viewpoint.
在他的一个时间来说，他所做的是不完全，但是没有错。
During his time, his journey, what he did was not, it was not perfect, but it was not wrong.
但是我们每一个人在主面前所走的路都是这样。
And that is the case with one of our paths before the Lord.
对神的无知里边来向上追求。
Now, in our ignorance, we pursue after the Lord upward.
我们总以为我们的追求到什么地步，神就将他的荣耀丰富显明在我们身上。到什么地步？
In our own understanding of perspective, we would think as we reach further with the Lord, according to our own standard, the Lord will bless us with His riches and His abundance.
当然，这里面有对的地方，有不够准确的地方。
Of course, with that thought, there are some areas that are correct, but some that are not accurate.
对的地方，你认定主是主，去追求认识他和经历他。
What is right with that thought is that we acknowledge the Lord to be Lord and we continue to pursue to know Him.
不够准确的地方乃是我们一起头的时候总是认定我们在神面前蒙恩乃是因为我们追求的结果。
What is inaccurate about that thought is we acknowledge and we confirm that our pursuit after the Lord is the result of our own merit.
我们一直下来看下来的时候，
So as we continue onward,
你看大卫他那个生命的经历是一步一步往上涨的。
We're able to see the journey, the experience of David continues to grow upward.
从大前提来说，就是渐渐的从个人的立场转回到神自己的定规。
Overall, we're able to see from an individual perspective, gradually, he's able to gradually turn to what the will of God is.
虽然是给我们这个经历，有些时候我们是好像爬高了。
Therefore, we're able to see in our experience, sometimes it seems as if God allowed for us to climb quickly high.
但是到了一阵子，好像我们从高处又拽下来了。
And then at certain points, it seems like we have fallen from a high point.
从大卫这三十多篇的诗篇里边，你很清楚看到这样的一个弯曲的路程。
And over the 30 Psalms we have read concerning the experience of David, this is the ups and downs of the journey of David we're able to see.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
走过一次的弯曲，大卫就上升一步。
Each time when we see there is this up and down in the cycle, we're able to see he goes gradually upward.
他再掉下来，又再往上。
Now, though the cyclical is up and down, after he has fallen down, he has climbed higher.
感谢主, 虽然人的软弱, 在主的光中是显明了出来,
Now, we thank the Lord, even though under the light of God, a man's weakness is manifested.
但是他在坠下又再升起来的时候呢, 那个高度就比从前高一点了。
But each time he would climb, he would decline from that high point. Once he would increase and go higher again, it would be higher than the previous point.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
上个礼拜我们读到33篇的时候, 就几乎到了第一卷的末了。
Last time when we read into Psalm 33, it is close to the end of the first book.
弟兄姊妹，你看到在大卫的整个经历里边，他自己做了一个这样的结论。
Our brothers and sisters were able to see in this experience of David, he himself made such a conclusion.
那个结论真的有意思的。And
that conclusion is very meaningful.
他一开头就说到，义人啊，你们应当。
At the very beginning, he says, Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous.
弟兄姊妹，你注意到一件事。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
以前他是觉得我追求到这个地步，我当然是有这个喜乐。
Before, he would feel, if I pursue to up to this point, of course, I should be enjoying, rejoicing in this point.
但是现在呢，他看见了。
But now, he is able to see.
虽然我们是不停止追求,
Even though, yes, we may continue to pursue.
但是我们能活在喜乐满足里头, 却不是因为我们所做的。
But the fact that we're able to live and continue in rejoicing, it is not based on what we have done.
乃是神要定规这样做。
But it is because God himself has will for this to be so.
我们按照神的心思这样一步一步 往前行的时候，神就按照他的应许，不住的把他的荣耀丰富加到我们的这边来。When
we, according to the will of God, continue forward in this way, according to His own promises, He will add on to us His glory and His fullness.
所以上次我们跟弟兄们一同来看到，神领着大卫是怎么从起初个人。
Therefore, last time we shared how David was led from an individual experience into this experience of singing a new song.
我们都特别留意到,
and we have taken note of
这个唱新歌是说出一个非常奇妙的恩典的作为。
The fact that he is able to have this experience to sing the new song is because of the amazing work of the Lord upon us. And this is a new song not all of us would be able to know and sing.
我们到了启示录14章里面就留意到了这个新歌啊是那些在神面前和神很靠近很靠近
We're able to see and realize from Revelation 14, those who are able to sing, know, and sing this new song is those who draw extremely close and near and intimate with the Lord with such a deep experience that they would know and sing this new song.
别的人不能唱,
which is not known to others that they cannot sing.
只有那一小部分人在神面前
Only that few, that select group, those remnant, would be able to sing the new song. Now, why would they be able to sing such a new song? Here it says very clearly.
说到什么呢?
It says,
是说到, 耶和华，对不起，弟兄姊妹，我们再把那里的字句念一念。
I'll read that again for you there.
那里怎么特别说的什么呢？
What does it say there in the scriptures?
你怎么能唱新歌？
How are you able to sing that new song?
那就是第四节。
And verse 4.
耶和华的言语正直，就是提出了，他因着耶和华的言语就显明了神所做的事情，神所做的事情引出那个结果，就是叫你可以唱新歌。
For the word of the Lord is right, and because of the word of the Lord, it brings forth what he is to do, and because of that, it will lead us to be able to sing that new song.
因为他借着他的言语来带出他的应许。
For it is through his own word that will bring forth his promise or his revelation.
乃是把神整个的心意都显明出来。
That will reveal to us all of his own will.
而这个显明出来的事实就给我们有一个认识。
And the fact that his will is manifest to us, it will let us know this fact.
神是用他的言语来做工的。
That God works according to his own word.
因为他是说话的神。
For he is a God who speaks.
他的话一出来。
And when his word comes forth.
他所要做的事情就做成。
Now all that he wills to be done will be completed.
从创世这个事情开始。
Even from creation, we can see.
一直到救赎的那个结局完成。
Now until the completion of his redemption.
都是在神的话语里面来做成的。
It is all established upon His own word.
啊，我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
因着这样的一件事情。
Because of this,
主的话就先来了一个总结。
First, the word of God gives us this summary.
啊，那是第五节。
That is verse 5.
因为他说有就有，命立就立。
For in verse 9 it says, For he spoke and it was done, he commanded and it stood fast.
这就把神的所做和神的所说摆明的在这里。
It clearly puts forth what God has done and what he has spoken.
所以就引出。
So it will bring forth.
大卫在后，在这个第33篇诗篇的里头提到的那一个非常明亮的看见。
So it leads us to the fact what David clearly saw here in Psalm 33.
是什么呢？
What is that?
16节。
Verse 16.
君王不能因兵多得胜，勇士不能因力大得救，靠马得救是枉然，马也不能因引力大救人，耶和华的看眼目看顾敬畏他的人和仰望他慈爱的人，要救他们的命，脱离死亡，并要在饥荒中存活。
We have read from verse 16, verse 19.
再加上一节，就是我们的心向来等候耶和华，他是我们的帮助，我们的盾牌，我们的心依靠他。
Now, verse 20 and 21, our soul waited for the Lord, he is our help and our shield, for our heart shall rejoice in him.
我们特别提过。
We have made mention.
这句话如果是一个普通人讲，提出来，没有什么意思。
If someone just casually mentions this, it is meaningless.
一个从一个在地上很有权柄的人说出来，就说到那个故事的焦点去了。
But one who has much authority in this world and speaks such words, it will bring us directly to the focus.
人也好，神所造出来的物也好，不能因着他们自己本身所有的力量来做成任何的事。
Whether it be man or any creation of God, not because of their being the creation, their own strength would be able to accomplish anything on themselves.
因为一切的事情的完成都是根据最末了那里就提到说，因为我们向来是依靠他的圣名。
For the accomplishment of any of that we're able to do, as it says here in verse 21, it is because we have trusted in his holy name.
那好，从一般说来
，In general，
大卫的属灵的成长到一个地步算是不错了。
In the spiritual maturity of David, it is considered well。
但是他怎么能 给带到这个地步呢?
Now, how is it he would be brought to such a condition here?
接下来的34篇 就说得很有意思。
It's very meaningful then when we continue on with Psalm 34.
如果弟兄姊妹你熟识大卫的历史的话,
If brothers and sisters who are familiar with the history of David,
你觉得很有意思,
we find it very meaningful.
因为34篇一开始就给我们一个小标题,
for the beginning of Psalm 34, it gives us this headline.
大卫在亚比米勒面前装疯, 被他赶出去,
A psalm of David when he changed his behavior before Abimelech, who drove him away, and he departed.
不管这首诗，这个小标题是大卫自己写上去的，还是以后人把它加写上去的，都一样。
Regardless of the title of this hymn, whether David himself put the note here or others after the fact to put it here, it is the same.
不是圣灵的允许,这句话不会出在这里。
If it's not permitted by the Holy Spirit, this title would not be allowed here.
但是这句话也出在这里。
But when these words are placed here,
就已经好大的意思了。
It will bring forth great meaning.
第一就是这个题目的本身, 你说准确不准确?
Now first, it is the title itself. Does this fit this particular psalm?
我们说这个好像跟那个大卫的历史, 有点距离吗?
Then we say this title is a little far removed from the experience, the history of David.
大卫从来没有在亚比米勒的面前装过疯。
Perhaps we say then David have never changed his behavior, acted madly in front of Abimelech.
他装疯是在离开亚比米勒以后, 转到腓利士人之地去要依靠那个腓利士一个地方的地方上的王来保存他自己的安全。
It was after he departed from Abimelech in the land of the Philistines that he acted in this way in order for his own safety.
但是为什么这里? 是说到他在亚比米勒的面前装疯,然后被赶走。
Why is it then the title was that he changed his behavior before in the presence of Abimelech who drove him away and he departed?
如果我们只是看那个历史的表面,我们说这个记录有错误。
If we only look at the surface of the recording in history, we say this is the wrong title.
但是你要是看到整个事实的那个 主要的内容的时候,
but when we look into the entire fact and the content of it,
你就看到, 大卫在亚比米勒面前所做的和在腓利士王面前所做的,
we're able to see then how David acted before Abimelech and before the Philistine king. In principle, it is the same.
我先把那个重要的地方先说出来。
So I will first point out that important points.
因为从大卫这里在这两个人面前所说的话, 都好像没有一句是真实的。
That is because in David's experience, what he spoke in front of these two individuals, there was no truth.
从言语一直到动作,
in his speech and in his action, there was no truth in it.
但是很有意思。
But what is very meaningful is,
从34篇开始,
starting from Psalm 34,
我不知道大卫这一个感觉, 是在他经过了这些事情以后才慢慢发表出来的，还是在同一个时间就分成几次把那个感觉发表完全。
I wonder if it is after such an experience of David that immediately he wrote in different parts such an experience in reflection, or was it gradually after the fact, later on in reflection, he wrote such thoughts?
因为弟兄姊妹,你一注意的时候, 你注意到大卫的那个结论是什么?
Because if we take note, brothers and sisters, we're able to see then what is the conclusion of David.
不要撒谎。
Now, do not tell a lie.
言语要准确。
Now, we have to speak the truth.
那你怎么去领会这个事情呢？
Now, how do we come to understand this?
事情的起头就是他言语不准确。
Now, because at the beginning was that he told a lie.
但是经过这个事情，他就教训众人的时候的说，你们的言语要准确。
But after such an experience, he is able to teach others that they must speak the truth.
谎话不要讲。
That we cannot tell lies.
诡诈的话不要说。
And we cannot say words of scheming or false.
你说这个结果跟他起初发生的事情有什么关系？
So then you say then, what is the beginning of this and have to do with his experience?
感谢主。
Now we thank the Lord.
我们今天晚上开始来看他这一个。
Tonight when we start to look at this experience of David,
我们先要补充一些。
I must first add on this.
从34篇开始一直到41篇。就是第一卷最末后这几篇。
That is starting from Psalm 34 to the Psalm 41, which is the end of the first volume of Psalms.
一直是围绕着这个中心点
surrounds,
来交通出来的。
Surrounds this as the central thought in these few Psalms.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那我们来留意。
So let us take note then.
34篇。
Psalm 34.
我们特别知道一件事情。
We're able to know this one thing.
他就说出了一个依靠神的人，他是怎么活在神的面前。
He tells us then, who one who trusts in God, how this person lives in the presence of God.
从人所感觉得到的，他说耶和华的使者在他们的四围安营保护他们。
From what man is able to understand and realize is that the angel of the Lord encamp around about them to deliver them.
然后又说出了。
And then he says,
怎么说出呢？
What does David say?
说出少壮的事迹，是指还确实人物。但寻求耶和华的什么好处都不缺。
The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing.
这个是一个站立在主的那一边接神主的人，他所接过来的神所加上的各种各样的祝福。
Now this is one who stand with the Lord to choose the Lord, and this is all the blessings which God will add on.
但是你一接下来就看到他教训众人的话。
But here, when we continue on, we can see the words which he teaches others.
好像他教训众人的话和他在这里的一个结论是完全没有办法配合的。
So the conclusion, previous to this and the words of admonishment doesn't seem to connect.
因为这一个他所上面所提到的那个那么长久的事情，各种各样的经过的。
The long period of experience which he had and all that he has experienced.
对大卫个人来说
，As for David individually,
那是真实的经历。
It is a true factual experience.
但是对那个事实本身来说
，But as far as the facts are concerned,
大卫所表达出来的并不是真实的。说话和明显的说话。
What David has experienced is not what actually took place, but to him it was a real and true experience.
我们熟悉大卫的历史的话，你知道。
We are familiar with David's history, so we know.
自从他杀掉了哥利亚以后
，After he slew Goliath,
他一直行走的路。都是被人追赶的。
The path he went on after that experience is one that was being chased after.
现在是追赶他最厉害的，就是他的岳父
扫罗。Of course, it was his father-in-law Saul who pursued him greatly.
因为他受不了。
And because
以色列人的心转向大卫而轻看了他。
That is because Saul could not take the fact that the hearts of Israel were turned toward David and looked lightly upon him.
当他的心在神面前这样偏于邪。
And when Saul's heart departed toward evil in this way,
他就留下地步给撒给撒旦来骚扰他，混乱他。
Therefore, in the heart of Saul, he gave ground to Satan to come disturb him and give ground to the enemy.
谁能救他脱离这一个呢？
And who is able to deliver him from this condition?
没有人。
No one.
只有大卫。
Only David.
当他给邪灵来搞扰的时候，
And when the evil spirit came to disturb him,
大卫在他面前弹琴唱诗。
When David played a harp and sang unto him,
那个邪灵就走了。
Then the evil spirit departed.
但是大卫，但是扫罗并没有因着这样而放松大卫。
Yet not because of such relief or this experience that David would loosen his pursuit of David.
要是经过神所要做的，经过大卫的手出来，都惹动他的怒气。
Any matter that God accomplishes through the hand of David will bring upon the wrath from Saul.
他要杀掉大卫。
He wanted to kill David.
就在大卫两次，不是只是一次，两次弹琴给他吹摸的时候，他拿着长枪，趁大卫不在意的时候，就要把大卫刺死。
Even twice, not only once, but twice, when David played a harp to cast away the evil spirit to relieve Saul, it was those times that Saul wanted to use the spear to kill David.
大卫并不知道扫罗已经起了这样的心。
David did not realize that Saul already had such intention.
但是当时他的处境就是这样的紧急。
But this was how urgent his situation was for David.
扫罗也是一个战士。
Now Saul himself was a warrior.
他坐在那里听大卫弹琴唱诗。
There as he sat to hear David play the harp and sing.
他此意就在那个时候刺死大卫，大卫能一点不感觉。
It was in his intention during those times to take the spear to kill David, yet David was unawares.
那我们就知道那当时大卫跟扫罗的距离是很近的。
Then we're able to realize in those situations the distance between David and Saul was close.
扫罗是一个战士。
Saul being a warrior.
他在那么短距离里头趁着大卫不没有醒觉拿枪就刺他。
Even under those conditions when unawares to David he would take the long spear to kill David.
弟兄姊妹你可以想象得到。
Brothers and sisters you can imagine.
逃得出这样的一次吗？
Imagine how David, how could he escape from such a situation even more than once?
一次不够，还有再一次。
Now, once and again.
这是大卫最初给追赶的经历。
This is the first experience which David had being chased pursued after.
他毫无感觉的里头，乐在人的一个谋算的里边，但是他是非常平安的被主救出来。
It was even under this condition, this situation, when he was intentionally under the counsel of man to be killed, yet God delivered him from such situations.
这是开始。
This is the beginning.
但是并没有经过这些事就停止。
But it did not end there.
如果我们再看大卫的历史。
When we continue on with the history of David.
大卫两次刺他不死，他就明明去抓人来。抓来弄死。
When David was escaped, Saul could not kill him intentionally, directly in those two situations. He just ordered the men to go and arrest Captain David.
在晚上已经派人把大卫住的那个屋子包围了。
Even at night, to order the men, his army, to surround David's dwelling place.
大卫不知道。
David did not know.
但是他的太太知道。
But his wife knew.
他太太是谁？
Who is his wife?
扫罗的女儿。
It was the daughter of Saul.
其实在之前还有一些事情，我不能完全把它说出来。
Now, in fact, even before this, there were other situations. I cannot completely go over it.
那么到了这样的一个地步。
Now, under that condition,
扫罗的妻子，大卫的妻子就对他说。
So then David's wife said to him,
赶快 从窗头逃走。
Quickly escape from the window.
等到天亮你就没命了。
When the day comes, you will surely lose your life.
那这是大卫扫罗追赶大卫的最起初的那种光景。
And that is the condition in which Saul initially chased after David.
大卫逃过了他许多的阴谋。
But David escaped, was delivered from all that scheming and counsel of Saul.
他阴谋不成就来阳谋了。
And so now, since he cannot get him with his scheming, then he just come directly at him.
那当然大卫就跑到外面去。
So when David went and flee elsewhere,
他就跑到这个亚比米勒的那个地方。
He fled to where Abimelech was here.
亚比米勒并不是同情扫罗杀大卫。
Now, it was not that Abimelech agreed for Saul to kill David.
他非常护着大卫。
He was very protective of David.
但是大卫在他那里要得这两样东西。
But David wanted to gain two things there from Abimelech.
第一是粮食。
One was food.
第二是兵器。
And second was weapon.
因为大卫不仅是一个人，还带着他自己的手下。
For David was not only alone, but he also had his men with him.
那在那一件事情上头，大卫对亚比米勒所做的，完全是在那里撒谎。
And so what David did in the presence of Abimelech was completely to tell lies.
他对一个正直的纯粹这实实在在神面前是义人的那一位祭司亚西米勒做了不太公义的事。
And therefore, when David went to Abimelech, who was the priest of the Lord, and he was upright and righteous, David acted wickedly in guile in front of him.
他取得了兵器和那点粮食，他就离开以色列地。
When he was able to gain the food from him, he then left Israel.
他想起，如果我留在以色列地的话，我一直要在扫罗的追杀的底下。
He thought that when he continue to live in Israel, he'll be continue to pursue unto death before Saul.
所以他就定其了意思，就跑到腓利士人那里。
So then he had the intentions then to go into the land of the Philistines.
一到了腓利士人的地那里，腓利士人就发觉，这个不是大卫吗？
When he was in the land of the Philistines, immediately he was recognized, isn't this David?
所以腓利士人的那些大臣就找到腓利士那个地方王。
The officials of the Philistines sought out then the king of the land.
他说这个不是以色列人在那里唱，大卫杀死千，扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万的那一个人吗？
They said then, is this not David who slay our champion? Then as they sang that Saul slayed his thousands and David slayed his 10,000s.
我们的哥利亚不是给他拿掉的吗？
Isn't that even our champion Goliath was slew by him?
这个人你怎么能放的再进来？
So then, how are we able to allow such a person here?
你杀他也已经几乎是来不及了，你还要接待他。
Why would we receive him? We should quickly even try to kill him.
大卫听到这个消息。
And so when David heard this news,
那他就装疯了。
He acted as a madman.
那一个装疯就把那个腓利士王骗到了。
Because he acted in such a way as one who was crazy, he deceived the king of the Philistines and then drove him away.
那就是第三十四篇开头的时候所说到的是。
So here was what is mentioned here at the beginning of Psalm 34.
但是你读三十四篇的时候。
But when we read Psalm 34,
你读到一个什么事情出来呢？
What is it that we're able to read?
感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
大卫是落在一个非常深的 考验试炼，甚至是可以说是还带有试探的成分在那里。
David was in this condition where there was great trial, great difficulty. Even we can say there was great temptation there.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
大卫行走动作不准确。
Even though his direction, his actions, his speech was inaccurate, was wrong.
但是他经历一件事。
But he experienced this one fact.
神的拯救越过他的愚昧和无知，发生在他的身上。
God's deliverance was beyond his own foolishness, his own ignorance.
因为这许许多多的事情，都是把大卫放在一个逃无可逃的那种地步里。
Because all of such experiences, situations for David was to put him in a condition where there was no escape.
但是很稀奇的，
But,
人就叫那些事情。都做不成功。
What is wonderful is God allowed none of those matters to succeed.
这可以说是扫罗用诡诈的方法来对待大卫，而大卫呢也用诡诈的方法来脱离扫罗的追赶。
So we can say in this way that Saul dealt in guile in scheming against David, and David likewise used his own guile and scheming against the guiles of Saul.
但是这里就给我们留意到了，大卫跟扫罗所做的比较起来双差不远了。
Now, but here we're able to see in David's actions, it is comparatively similar to those actions of Saul.
怎么他能得拯救？扫罗就被神弃绝了。
Why is it then David was able to be delivered, yet Saul himself was forsaken of God?
我们不是详细需要看这个事情。
We are not going into detail to look into that matter.
我们领会一件事。
But we're able to understand one thing.
在危急艰难的时候，大卫跑回亚当的后裔的路上走。
That is, in dire situations, in times when it was very dangerous, David went back to the nature of the Adamic race.
那这是我们每一个人都常常会在我们生命没成长以前很容易乐到那种光景。
Before we're in a condition of maturity spiritually, very naturally, that is the condition many of us will go on.
就说我们依靠谁。
When there's no difficulty, we can plainly, easily say we trust in God.
一碰到难处的时候，就想自己的办法。
But when difficulty comes, naturally we think of our own way.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
神知道他们里面的光景。
God knows the condition of us.
神就借着这一许许多多的试验和试炼的事情来去成全大卫。
It is through such trials and conditions God uses to refine David.
多少次神要让大卫落在一个逃无可逃的地步。
And many a times God allows for David to fall into a situation where there is no escape.
神自己做工。
It's God himself who works.
就把那个危险挪移了。
No, that he himself removed that danger from David.
不只是在这34篇里面所提到的那些事情。
Not only the matters mentioned here in Psalm 34.
如果你再看大卫的历史。
If we continue on with the history of David.
你看到真有意思。
It is very meaningful.
就是大卫暗暗的给扫罗追赶。
It was hiddenly when David was chased after by Saul.
扫罗追赶不上大卫的时候，
and when Saul
还是追赶，
could not chase up to David, continue to pursue, and he just came directly.
所以大卫就跑到其他地方。
So David fled elsewhere.
是留在以色列地的。
And he did not remain in the land of Israel.
扫罗就到处打听他的所在。
And Saul went to seek the whereabouts of David.
听到了就带着兵去追他。
And he found out where David is. He brought his army with him.
一次两次多次的。
Once, twice, and repeatedly, he did that.
大卫就要落在扫罗的手里。
When it seems as if David was to fall into the hand of Saul,
突然有情报来了。
Then there would be news that came.
他说菲利士人来进攻我们以色列。That
the Philistines are attacking the land of Israel.
结果就逼着扫罗带军队离开追赶大卫去应付菲利士人。
Then that forced Saul's hand to take his army to deal with the Philistines and deliver David from his hand.
你要看大卫的那个历史路程过程的时候。
Now when we look at the history, the path of David,
里面你是看见 大卫在人的本性的上面, 他与一般人没有不一样。
In general, on the surface, we're able to see David's experience and how he acted was the same, none other than the nature of man.
但是你从实际的那个属灵的光景来留意的时候呢, 你看见, 大卫虽然是落在那样的无知, 顶撞神，偏离神的性情的那些事上面。
But when we look deeper into the spiritual condition, even though David was one who was ignorant, who was opposing God, and who was one who did not live out the nature of God,
但是他心里还有一点意念，我要仰望神。
But yet, in deep in his heart, he still had this thought that I must look unto the Lord.
这个是恩典,
and that is grace.
神不是因为大卫做对的事情来显明拯救,
it was not because David acted uprightly that God would manifest his salvation.
大卫起初一直以为我是行在正义里，神不能不救我。
At first, David continued to think because I walk uprightly that God must deliver me from this situation.
但是神用具体的事情叫大卫很清楚地看见。
But God used very practical situations in reality to show David exactly that those deliverance have nothing to do with David's own merit.
是我的恩典怜悯你。
But it is by my own grace that I have shown mercy to you.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
经过许许多多这样的事情, 大卫里面,
through many, many of such experiences, David began to be enlightened within.
34篇的里面，弟兄姊妹，你就看到大卫接受说过他怎么蒙神拯救了，多一再的蒙神拯救了，他说出什么话。
So we're able to see here from Psalm 34, after he spoke many times how he was delivered repeatedly by God, then he said these words.
我们上次特别提到那第七节。
And so we mentioned especially last time, verse 7.
耶和华的使者在敬畏他的人四围安营搭救他。
The angel of the Lord encamped round about that fear him and delivered them.
搭救他们。
That's them.
接下来就说了。
And then he says,
你们要尝尝主恩的滋味，便知道 他是美善，投靠他的人有福了。
Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord.
耶和华的圣名啊，你们当敬畏他，敬畏因正畏他的一无所缺，少壮士子还确实忍握，但寻求耶和华的，什么好处都不缺。
Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, and there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but that they seek the Lord shall not want any good thing.
那弟兄姊妹，你看到这34篇，你就很清楚地看到大卫在那里所发表的那个交通的感觉和他自己所经历过来的事情，好像是两样。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we're able to see from what David shares with us in Psalm 34 here, doesn't seem to directly connect with his own experiences.
他没有行在正途里。
He himself did not go on the right path.
不像第一篇一开始, 就名正言顺的说出说出怎么活在神面前。
Unlike Psalm 1, when he just directly says how we ought and we live in the presence of God.
明明他没有行在神面前。
But clearly he is not one who lived in the presence of God. 但
神的恩典让他越过一些的难处。
Yet it was by the grace of God that surpasses the difficulty which he is in.
不是神同情他。
It is not that God was sympathetic to David in his situations where he acted wrongly.
乃是神要借助这些不寻常的事来让大卫从里面去认识什么呢？你们要尝尝主恩的滋味。
Now, but it is through this extraordinary situations repeatedly that God shows David for him to gradually understand the fact here, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good.
弟兄姊妹，你就留意这一句话。
Now, brothers and sisters, take note of these words.
有人跟你提说，你们要尝尝主恩的滋味。
When others would mention to you, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good.
显然是说出一件事。
Apparently, it will tell us this.
你对神无知。
That you are one who is ignorant of God.
你没有尝过主恩的滋味。
And you have not tasted of the goodness of the Lord.
是的，神安排一些不太舒畅的环境给你。
But now God has seemingly arranged a situation for you that is not smooth and difficult.
你不要埋怨神怎么这样对待你。
Do not grumble against God why he would deal with you in this way.
你要看见神的手在这里做这一件事，他心里要叫你领会的是什么。
But you must see and recognize the hand of God that has placed you in this situation, what it is that you will come to know of him.
但是一带出这三十五篇这一篇，三十四篇这一篇是多么厚的时候。
But when we get to the end of this psalm, Psalm 34,
就说到了十一节
，verse 11。
弟子啊，你们当来听我的话，我要将敬畏神耶和华的道教训你们。有何人喜爱存活、爱慕长寿的享美福？就要禁止舌头不说恶言，嘴唇不说诡诈的话，要离恶行善，寻求和睦，一心追赶。
Verse 11 to 14, Come ye children, hearken unto me, I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desires life and loveth many days, and that he may see good? Keep thy tongue.
这样看来的时候，他在34篇带出的那个信息和他在34篇所发生他以前一直所发生的事情好像并不配合的。
When we read this, verse 13 and 14 as well, what David shares with us doesn't seem to connect directly with his own experience.
他怎么能说这样的话呢？
How then is David able to say such words?
人家看到你所做的这些事情，你在那里说的那些许许多多属灵的话都是虚假的。
When you say all these spiritual words, then it seems to be false.
一般人都会有这样的感觉。
In general, people may feel this way in this psalm here.
但是在大卫的身上，神是有格外的怜悯。
But in David's own experience, God has extra grace.
神又把他造就成了一个合神心意的人。
When God is to edify him to be one who is after God's heart.
你看到神说他是合我心意的人。
When God himself says David is one who is after my heart.
那你就很清楚一件事了。
Then you're able to be very clear.
大卫起初并不等于神合神心意的人。
At first, David is not in that condition where he is one who is after God's heart.
如果他一起头就是合神心意的人。
If he was even that man at the beginning to be one who is after God's heart.
神就不必要做那么许许多多的事情让他站回合神心意的地位上。
God would not have need to done so much work to bring David to this position to be one who is after his heart.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
神这样做过。
When God works in this way,
就带出一个超过人的心思的一个结果。
When God works in such a way, it will surpass, go beyond, exceed our condition and to bring about this result. We thank the Lord.
特别是大卫在这一件事情上面被主引到一个地步，他看见神的手了。Especially
for David, who has been brought to this condition to see that God's hand is at work.
他不是只看见我个人的平静安稳，或是危险，不稳定。
It was not that David would focus on his own situation where he was safe and secure or he was in a situation where it was dangerous. He is able to understand one thing. Though I cannot follow on to that purpose of God. But I do have this heart to trust in God. Because of this,
神就领大卫走过
God led David through a situation where it was not easy at all.
把他带到一个地步,
to bring David to a point.
让他知道, 不是靠自己,
so that David would recognize it is not on his own merit but by grace alone.
我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
那现在我们就要从34篇里面
So then we'll continue to take note of this in Psalm 34.
刚才我们已经读过十二节开始那几节。
We have read the previous verses from 11 to 14.
你往上读的时候，你就读出其中一部分。
We have read, if we continue to read on, you will read out the portion which we have shared just previously.
那是十五节。Verse 15。Verse 18。耶和华靠近伤心的人，拯救灵性痛悔的人。一人多有苦难，但耶和华救他脱离这一切，要保存他一生的骨头。 连一根也不去，也不截断。Verses 18 through 20。弟兄姊妹，这段话，如果我们有足够的时间的话呢，很有意思。Now,
brothers and sisters, in these three verses, if we have sufficient time, they are very meaningful.
一面是说出大卫。 在经历许许多多难处的里面，他学到的功课。On
the one hand, it is the lesson which David have learned through all his afflictions.
另一面呢?
On the other hand,
弟兄姊妹，你不要忽略。Do
not neglect this, brothers and sisters.
隐隐约约的指出，人在神面前所承受的恩典，和底下所提到的一件事情。
The grace which is bestowed upon man very hiddenly here reveals to us is directly connected with what is mentioned here.
什么事呢?
What is that?
为什么他能这样?
Why is it that he can be in this condition?
我们活在新约里头的人,
For us, we can easily understand living in the period of grace because God placed us in this position of grace. And that is the position which we have in Christ. It's not that we are able. It is not that I am able. But it is Christ is able. How is it that Christ is our life? And here there is this revelation. So David shares all his experience here. Why would it come out such a verse here when it says that he will keep all his bones, not one of them is broken? We thank the Lord. When we read the four Gospels, when we read this verse and how it was fulfilled, because it was fulfilled upon our Lord Himself,
it's
completed the will of God's redemption.
Uh,
Then man is qualified to be delivered from foolishness and enter into grace.
好了，那么到了34章的34篇，最末了。
So now when we get to the end of Psalm 34,
那就带进一个很不得了的结局。
It will bring forth this very great result.
弟兄姊妹，你留意。
Take note, brothers and sisters.
那最末了的那一节。
The last verse.
耶和华救赎他仆人的魂，凡投靠他的，必不至定罪。
The Lord redeemed the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate.
投靠神的必不被定罪。
Those who trust in him shall not be desolate. And that is the condition in general of all men.
在本性上面来说，我们都不是投靠神的人。
In nature, in our own nature, we are not those who will trust in him.
我们是已经被定罪的人。
We are those who have already been condemned.
就像约翰3章里面所提到的事情。
And just as it's mentioned to us in John chapter 3.
我们本来就是一个罪人。
Now we are a sinner.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
那现在因着你仰望神转回。
But now because we look unto God and we turn unto God, then the grace of his redemption is manifested upon us. But what is very meaningful is
34, 35, 两篇你不连起来读,
If we do not read these two Psalms together, Psalm 34 and 35, it is hard for us to grasp the fact.
什么事呢?
What is that?
No, 还是22节那里所提到的事。
It is mentioned here in verse 22.
耶和华救赎他仆人的，我们中文圣经就是说的，的灵魂，凡投靠他的必不定罪。是，更准确一点的，耶和华救赎他仆人们的灵魂。
So in the Chinese translation, it translates the servant as singular, but to be more accurate, the Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
原来的意思没有救我们的灵魂,
the original text does not have the meaning that he will deliver, he will redeem our souls.
那不是说我们人的灵不需要拯救。
It is not that our spirit does not need redemption.
但是说到在生活里边，你去经历神的话，你所面对的是一个什么属灵的光景？
But when it says the deliverance of our practical situation in our daily living, what is the condition we will face practically?
22节最准确的那个翻译就是把那个中文的灵字打开，那个意思就非常明显的突出来了。
Therefore, the very accurate translation is to remove the character of spirit in the Chinese translation is the redemption of our soul.
我们遇到35篇第3节。
So when we go to Psalm 35, verse 3,
抽出窗来挡住那追赶我的，求你对我的魂说，我是拯救你的。
Similar, when we read verse 3 in Psalm 35, remove the Chinese character, spirit, and draw out a soul, the spear, and stop the way against them that persecute me, say unto my soul, I am thy salvation.
然后再走到第17节,
Verse 17,
主啊，你看着不离，要到几时呢？ 求你救我的魂脱离他们的残害。
Similar in the Chinese translation, without the character spirit, Lord, how long will thou look on? Rescue my soul from their destructions.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
大卫那个经历, 把神也让人说的话, 说得很清楚出来了。
Through the experience of David, God speaks to us very clearly.
人为什么常常会在神的面前走得不准确呢?
Why is it so often man will go wrongly in the presence of God?
那个很根本的问题。
A very basic reason for that.
就是我们的魂究竟是怎么做选择。
The basic reason lies upon our soul. What decision does our soul make?
弟兄姊妹，你就看到了。
Brothers and sisters, you will see.
福音书里面我们的主就很清楚指出了一个事实。
In the four Gospels, very clearly, our Lord points out this fact.
你们心里所想的，嘴里就说出来。
You will speak what is in your heart.
然后把这个话翻过来说。
In other words, then,
你们的嘴里头所说出来的，就表明了你里面所思想的是什么。
What is in your heart, then, will be expressed through your speech.
那我们要更准确地体会这一点。
We have to accurately understand this point.
你没办法不又去到雅各书那里去。
Then we have to likewise go to the book of James.
又是说到人的言语。
Also speaks about man's speech.
一说到人的言语的时候。
When it mentions about the speech of man.
他就说出一个很严肃的事实。
A very solemn matter is mentioned.
什么事实呢？
What is that?
我们一起看看。
We can look at the book of James.
雅各书第一章。
James chapter 1.
在哪里啊？不是那里，是在前面的。我的眼睛花了。那就是说到人的话，人的话那不准，那个话是从地狱里边。
第三章第五节。
找到没有？我眼睛花了。
第三章第六节。
啊？
第三章第六节。
哦，说错话了。原来是在第三章的第六节。第六节他怎么说呢？从第五节开始讲，这样舌头在白体里也是最小的，却能说大话。看那最小的火能点着最大的树林。舌头就是火，在我们白体中，舌头是个罪恶的世界，能污秽全身，也能把生命的轮子点起来，并且是从地狱里点着的。弟兄姊妹，你看到主的话一摆出来的时候，你就看到一个很实际的属灵的光景。
Read James chapter 3 verses 5 and 6 concerning the tongue or speech. When the word of God is placed forth, we can see this very solemn spiritual matter.
大卫从他所有的经历所归纳出来的那个认识恩典的事情。
From all of David's experiences, when he summarized his spiritual experience,
他过来一面是给我们看见恩典是怎么一回事。
On the one hand, he shows us the true matter concerning grace.
同时他也间接地指出为什么你们需要恩典。
Now, indirectly, he also speaks to us concerning why is it that we must have grace.
人在伊甸园的堕落。
Man's fall in the Garden of Eden.
堕落的最深的。
The depth of that fall.
我们不能说哪一个是比较明显一点。
We cannot say which aspect of that is more evident.
因为知识上面的果子所带给人的那个结局就是一个死字。
For the result of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil is one word, which is death.
你吃了分别善恶树上的果子，你的结局就是死。
For the result of those who partake of the knowledge of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil is death.
什么死呢？
What is that death?
灵也死，灵死。
The death of our spirit.
身体死了。
The death of our body.
魂也死了。
And even the death of our soul.
灵死了，人和神的那个交通的路就断了。
Now the death of our spirit will cause a separation of our channel to communicate with God.
身体死了，人就再也没有什么活动的条件。
The death of the body of man will not allow for us to have any activity at all.
一个最叫人受害深的是魂。
What will cause the most harm, impact upon man is the soul.
魂也是死了,
even the death of the soul.
但是魂的死有一点特别,
but there's some uniqueness to the death of the soul.
临死了就没有与神的交通,
when the spirit dies, we have no channel to communicate with God. And when the body is dead, there's no activity of man.
魂死了,
but when the soul dies,
从正面来看,
from a positive perspective, it is true death.
但是他的死还有负面,
but there is also a negative aspect to the death of the soul.
那个负面是什么呢?
That negative aspect
用人的意思去代替神的定规,
it is to use man's own will to take the place of the will of God.
人的魂如果不是死了,
if it is not dead,
它一个准确的方向是拣选神,
the correct direction of the soul is to choose God.
但是死了,
but now it is dead.
它就不以为拣选神是唯一的方向,
man would not feel that choosing God is the only direction.
他们会转过来想,
they would turn and think,
我自己也蛮不错,
I'm not bad.
我还能靠自己,
I can still rely upon myself.
其中只有雅各书记给我们点出那个黑暗的地方。
So brothers and sisters, the book of James shows us the darkness of that.
舌头就是魂的活动的表达的一个方式。
The tongue is one aspect of the expression of the soul.
就是主所说的, 你们里面所有的, 外面就说出来,
that is what our Lord said, that you will express without what is within you.
雅各书上你就说得很清楚, 你们里面所有的是什么?
So the book of James clearly, plainly tells us what is it that you have within.
你们里面所有的不再是神,
and so what you have within is no longer the direction of God.
而是撒旦在那里点燃了你们的生命, 叫你们的生命连接到地狱的火那里去。
But it is Satan who is in, guiding your direction and has connected which is in you with the source of hell, which is the fire from hell.
那当我们看到这样的事情的时候,
so when we see such a matter,
我们就留意到了,
we're able to take note that
大卫在那里说了那么许许多多的话,
when David speaks so many words here,
一直给我们指出了一个问题,
he will point forth this problem for us.
你为什么要依靠神呢?
Why is it you must trust in God?
你就回过头来问自己,
then you turn and ask yourself,
我不依靠神, 我靠谁呢?
If I don't trust in God, who would I trust in?
我们的答案就是,
our answer would be,
靠自己,
I'll trust in myself.
但是感谢主,
but we thank the Lord.
大卫经过许许多多的软弱愚昧而被神带到一个准确的地位上站着的时候他就像跟随他的众人说出那么严肃的话。
When David has gone through so many of his own weaknesses and foolishness, and when he's brought to stand in the right position, he's able to encourage all those to listen to him.
他也指出了 人的软弱的那个根源在那里, 魂的活动太多,
and point out the very source of man's weakness is that too much of the activity of the soul.
几乎全是魂的活动来霸占了我们整个的人。
Basically, it is all the activity of the soul that has occupied our being.
所以感谢主。
So we thank the Lord.
35篇对最末了的时候,
so at the end of Psalm 35,
他就指出,
he points out,
我的舌头要终日论说你的公义, 时常赞美你。
And at the end, he will point out that thy praise shall employ my tongue, and it will praise you continually.
什么意思呢?
And what does this mean?
不要跟随魂的活动来说话,来思想,来使用感情。
And do not follow the activity of the soul and its direction.
要多说什么呢?
And what do we have to speak more of?
多说神的心意,
but to speak of the will of God,
多说神的目的,
and the purpose of God.
这样我们就能承受 在神面前各样的祝福。
If that be the case, then we're able to receive the blessing of God.
我想弟兄姊妹特别要注意的是什么呢？
I think, brothers and sisters, what is it that we have to take note of?
神借着 大卫这几篇诗篇归纳出来的那个结论。
Through these Psalms of David here, the conclusion which we have,
仍然是把人带回到诗篇第一篇的那一个宣告。
It is still to bring man back to that proclamation in Psalm 1.
这一个宣告是维持我们合宜的活在神的面前。
And that proclamation is to direct us to live rightly in the presence of God.
叫我们真实的在神里面 做一个对的人。
So that we would truly be one who is right in the presence of God.
说是二十八节说。
And so Psalm 35:28 says,
我的舌头有两个功用。
There is two functions of my tongue.
头一个功用是终日论说你的公义。
And my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness.
第二个功用。
And the second function is,
时常赞美你。
And of thy praise all the day long.
感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
我们看诗篇，如果我们只从个人的那个经历上面来看的话呢，我们会漏失很多。神借着属灵的生活的操练，要把我们带到一个什么地步的？
When we read Psalms on an individual perspective, we will neglect to see what it is that God desires to bring us to in the exercise, the training of life. We thank the Lord.
上礼拜回来,
Next week when we return,
我想弟兄姊妹们只是单单看26篇。
We will only read into Psalm 36.
然后37篇以后，也许再下一次我们就结束卷一。
Then perhaps after that we will finish Volume 1 from Psalm 37 on.
让神把我们带进卷二。
So as God leads us into Book 2,
就是神的心意是怎么对着人。
That is how the heart of God is toward man.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们也在祷告。
Let us have some prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
因为你的话语真的是一打开就发出亮光。
Because indeed, when your word is open to us, it gives light.
我们多少的愚昧在你的面前是不能被掩盖的。
So much of our foolishness cannot be covered.
但是你也从来不掩盖我们的愚昧。
But you will never hide our foolishness.
你让我们在明处在暗处都看到自己是如何的没有站在你的一边。
Evidently and hiddenly, you show us repeatedly how we do not stand on your side.
但是感谢主。
But we thank thee, Lord.
你借着大卫的经历。
Through the experience of David.
很明显的向我们说出了那个准确的路程。
Very clearly, you point forth to us the path.
就是你自己做我们生命的路程。
That is, you yourself will be our path of life.
我们就能按照你最喜悦的旨意走前面该走的路。
So according to the will of your good pleasure, you'll lead us onward.
主啊，特别在这一个末后的时代，人的心都偏离你的时候。
So in these last days, when all the heart of man departs from you,
求主向我们再说你当年对大卫说的话。
Lord, we pray that you will speak to us once again the words which you had for David.
叫我们都给固定在你所喜悦的路上。
So that we will be confirmed upon the path which is pleasing unto you.
让荣耀称颂都归给你和父神。
And may all praise and worship be given unto you and God the Father.
我们将祷告仰望奉主耶稣基督的名。
We look unto you and pray in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.